I want to talk about Brexit here a little bit. Brexit is the term that's come to be used in regards to the British vote to exit the European Union. And they had the vote yesterday. It was reasonably close. It was a toss-up. They didn't know which way that it was going to go, for or against leaving. And yesterday, they voted to leave the European Union. And immediately, markets started crashing across Europe in the Asian markets. When the American markets opened this morning, they began sinking. The British pound began plunging on the world currency markets, a historic drop in the pound's value. Also, the value of gold and silver skyrocketed. If you look at a chart right about the time that the results started coming in indicating that Britain was going to vote to leave the European Union, it was amazing that the price of gold and the price of silver immediately began to rise, representing the uncertainty in the world financial markets. And the other thing that's interesting with all of this is they're heralding this in some circles as the possible demise of the European Union. In fact, the Daily Mail, one of the major British papers, had a headline this morning that said, "Europe will fall very soon." Now even ministers of the European Parliament say that the EU will crumble within 5 years after the shock Brexit result. Sweden, Germany, Italy, France are under pressure right now as a result of this to hold their own referendums about leaving the European Union. Germany, I remember reading last fall, winter time frame, there I was reading about how Germany was looking at whether to stay with the European Union or align itself more closely with Russia, the Ukraine, and in that direction. In other words, looking east rather than west. They're kind of right there in the middle of Europe between the east and the west. And that's kind of interesting because some Bible prophecy, and especially in Ezekiel chapter 38, indicates that Germany may be more allied with Russia in the future. So we may be seeing that. But here's what I want to get to prior to looking at some of these things and getting to some of our phone calls. Let me turn over here in Revelation chapter 9, or I'm sorry, chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. The Bible starts here in verse 1 saying, "I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and having his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of the bear, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Now, this beast here represents a coming kingdom and a coming king or ruler, the Antichrist. We usually think of that. In fact, we see more about this same beast in Revelation chapter 17. And in this description of the beast here, it's carrying a woman, and we're not going to deal with her right now, especially for time's sake. I want to go through a lot of material fast here. But it says in Revelation 17, verse 8, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom, the 7 heads or 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. When he cometh, he must continue a short space." Now, this is key here about these 7 kings. And it says in verse 11, "And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, which and goeth into perdition. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have no kingdom as yet, but receive powers, kings, 1 hour with the beast." Now, this is interesting because there's a couple things that we see here. And this we see these 7 kings, and it describes the 7 kings as 5 who have fallen, 1 who is. Now, this was John writing this, and the ruler, the world ruler, basically, at that time was Rome. So that would suggest that the one that is Rome, and the other is not yet come, is one that's going to arise out of Rome. This immediately brings to mind Daniel's visions in Daniel chapter 2, the great image, and then the beasts in Daniel chapter 7, which talk about a series of world empires that would arise. And maybe on Sunday night we'll be delving into this in a little more detail, but Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 7, both give us an order here of Babylon, which was followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, followed by Greece, followed by Rome. There's four, one, two, three, four. And then out of Rome comes the revived Roman Empire. And this is the one out of which the Antichrist arises. And we'll come back to that in a minute. Well, there's four or five, depending on how you count it there. But remember, John said here that there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and one is not yet come at John's time. And so that would suggest Rome and the revived Roman Empire. So what would make up seven? And I was looking at a variety of things. And before Babylon, of course, was Assyria. And I thought, well, who would make the next one to give us seven? Because that only gives us six. And so if you look at Egypt, I think we could make a case that Egypt would be the first one, because they were the first nation that oppressed the Jewish nation, really, when you think about it. Israel was in bondage in Egypt. God delivered them through Moses. But just following this for the sake of argument, we would have Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, who have all fallen. That's one, two, three, four, five have fallen. One is, that's Rome, and then the revised Roman Empire would be the one that is yet to come. And it's interesting, that does correspond to in Daniel chapter 7, as well as in Revelation chapter 13. And let me go back to Revelation chapter 13. People talk about the Antichrist having a wound in his head. But if you read closely in Revelation chapter 13, it says here that the beast comes and he has seven heads and 10 horns. Okay, the 10 horns have 10 crowns, and we see that they represent 10 kingdoms. And it's interesting that I found some maps going all the way back to 1942, a series of maps from various one-world type groups, all dividing the world into 10 regions, not Europe into 10 nations, but the world into 10 governing regions. The UN has maps and plans. Club of Rome, the Council on Foreign Relations, you go through all these different one world agencies and organizations, and they all like to divide the world up into 10 governing regions. And that's what the Bible says, or suggests, that the revived Roman Empire will be divided up into 10 regions with 10 rulers. That would be the kings. And it says that there's, so that's the kings during, I believe, during the tribulation period when the Antichrist comes to power. But the Antichrist comes out of this seventh nation represented by the seven heads, not the 10 horns or the 10 crowns. This is the nations where the five which were, the one that is, which was Rome, and then the one that is to come, revived Roman Empire. And most people have seen the European Union being the revived Roman Empire. I believe the Antichrist will come out of the European area. But what it says is, I saw one of his, meaning one of the beast's heads, as it were, wounded to death in Revelation 13, verse 3, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. I was reading that this morning, and then reading that article in the British paper, the Daily Mail, that said Europe will fall very soon. They're predicting that it'll crumble within 5 years as a result of this vote yesterday for Britain to leave the European Union. People are sounding right now the death knell of the European Union, which many Bible teachers and prophecy speculators have all been suggesting is the revived Roman Empire. If that is the case, I'm not saying that it is, but if that is the case, doesn't this sound remarkable, where it says one of the horns, or one of the heads rather, one of these seven would be wounded as if it was going to die, and then it's brought back? So I look to see if that's the case. Europe having a resurgence that brings it together. There's a variety of things which suggest there could be the rise of a strong man leader in Europe that could potentially become the who could be the Antichrist and the leader of a one-world government. And again, we see that in Daniel chapter 7, the little horn that arises out of the fourth king, which would be Rome and the revived Roman Empire, and he plucks out three of the other kings of these 10 rulers during the tribulation period. So Daniel chapter 7 talks about him a bit. For time's sake, we don't have time to get into all of that right now, but I do think it is suggestive that people are sounding the death knell, as I said, of the British, or I'm sorry, of the European Union today. But what happens if we were to see somebody step forward with a plan to restore unity in Europe, to deal with the very severe problem that our media is not presenting of the Islamic invasion that's going on in Europe? There are parts in Europe, that's one of the things that actually helped Britain to vote to exit the European Union, is so they can take better control over their borders, because they're being invaded. It's an Islamic invasion under the guise of refugees. I've watched on the internet, on YouTube, several videos showing the amazing transformation in the city of Luton. I've been in Luton when I was stationed in England in the Air Force. I used to hold a Bible study with some folks in Luton, and I had friends that lived in Luton. And the very street that I used to drive down in Luton, England, today looks like it's located in the middle of Syria or Babylon or Iraq or something like that. It's an Islamic city just about in some areas, and it's an amazing change from what that little street looked like when I used to drive up and down it back in the 1980s. Let me give you another passage here that I found that I thought was rather interesting, that I think ties this into, gets us into this idea that we're seeing this progression of nations here. In Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17, it says, Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven away. The first king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. And so that suggests that in our progression of the seven kings again, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, Rome, and the revived Roman Empire, that we're in the right track here, because we have Assyria and Babylon linked together in a succession there. And so I'm going to try and see if I can find some things that might solidify Egypt as being the first in that series there. But come out and join us tonight, 7 o'clock. At the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, we'll be meeting for a Bible study, 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's informal. We have refreshments, and we'd love to see you.